From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo, headed toward Turkey, as Russia intensified its airstrikes against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. A charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point and it was not clear if any would be able to enter. A strong earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan today, killing at least five. That included a newborn baby. Many were killed when a massive apartment complex collapsed. VOA's Bill Hyde on the area's vulnerability to quakes.
This is a constant source of concern in Taiwan. Earthquakes are quite common there. And the biggest earthquake that Taiwan has had in recent years was in 1999. And that earthquake was a 7.7 magnitude quake that killed more than 2,400 people. So it was very serious. And it's something that people are quite used to. But, of course, they don't want this to happen.
Taiwan is located in a highly active fault zone known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. The United Nations mission in Mali says UN and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Northern Mali has been racked with violence in recent years, including insurgencies by Islamist militant groups and ethnic Tuareg militias. The United Nations established its peacekeeping force in Mali in the year 2013. This is VOA News. Pakistan is hosting a new round of four-party discussions to help advance the Afghan government's hope for peace talks with the Taliban. We get more now from VOA's Ayaz Ghul.
The so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group, or QCG, is made up of senior Afghan, Pakistani, American, and Chinese diplomats. They are reconvening in Islamabad for their third meeting. The diplomats are trying to prepare a roadmap for a sustainable and productive peace process and studying what to do about Taliban factions that oppose the talks and refuse to end hostilities. The Afghan Foreign Ministry spokesman Ahmad Shakib Mustaghani says he expects a roadmap for peace negotiations with the Taliban will be finalized at Islamabad meeting. Critics like Ahmad Rashid remain skeptical about the chances for progress.
The public is totally unaware of what is going on. What is this four-nation grouping that is talking about the Taliban?
Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea appears to be moving quickly on preparations for a long-range rocket launch. Pyongyang notified international organizations of its plan to conduct that launch between February the 8th and 25th, and that's prompted neighboring countries to go on alert. South Korean military officials say they will work with the U.S. and Japanese militaries to track the rocket that North Korea plans to fire. Twitter is ramping up its fight against terrorism, saying it has suspended 125,000 accounts over the past several months for threatening or prompting terrorist attacks. Most of the people behind the accounts were affiliated, they say, with or supported the Islamic State. Jihadist group uses popular social media services such as Twitter and Facebook to spread propaganda and to attract and train recruits. U.S. economy had a net gain of 151,000 jobs in January, a bit lower than previous estimations. Friday's report from the Labor Department also said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9%, its lowest level in nearly 8 years. President Obama spoke about the U.S. economy's climb back from recession.
We have recovered from the worst economic crisis since the 1930s, the worst in my lifetime and the lifetime of most of the people in this room, and we've done it faster, stronger, better, more durably than just about any other advanced economy.
Meantime, analysts say the strong U.S. currency is making American-made products more expensive on global markets, hurting sales. Wells Fargo Bank experts also say slow growth in U.S. trading partners is hurting demand for exports, which can slow U.S. economic growth. Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.